It's time now for the Cajun Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union. We're looking now to an athlete with Grants Pass High, currently starting forward for the Grants Pass High basketball team, Grants Pass Keeman. Welcome, Grady McKittrick. Grady, welcome to the microphones of Cajun. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, Chuck. This is my first time. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you here. Tell me about your athletic endeavors. First of all, let's start with basketball. How long have you been playing?
My dad was a coach when I was a kid, so I've been playing ever since before elementary school. It's been my main sport for about 10 years.
Oh, this is your main sport, huh?
Yeah,
okay, we'll talk about the others in a moment or two, but you're into your senior year now, right now. You're a significant portion. You're a starter for the Grants Pass Keeman. Tell me about this year.
This year's been by far my most enjoyable year. I'm really enjoying our new coach, Nate Olson, and I've really had fun playing a lot of minutes and contributing significantly at the varsity level. This was really my best varsity year so far, and so it's been great.
I have you as the second leading scorer on the team right now. What's your favorite shot?
My favorite shot? Well, it's got to be a three-pointer, Chuck. I like the catch and shoot. That's what I'm best at, so it's got to be my favorite.
All right, well, I've seen you do a lot more than just shoot the threes as a forward. But you also handle the ball a lot. You bring them down as in the role of a point guard. You're out rebounding everybody. Tell me about what's happening with that team right now.
Yeah, I mean, with with my buddy Kingston unfortunately blowing out his knee before the season started, I've kind of had to step into the role of point guard a little bit, and I've enjoyed it. I've liked bringing up the ball. It's been something new, and it's been a challenge, but I've enjoyed that. And then I've kind of stepped in as the facilitator of our offense a little bit. I'll get the plays going and handle the ball during the press, and that's kind of the new role I've stepped into a little bit.
Now, you're one of the team captains, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What kind of leadership have you provided to your team?
I try to be fairly positive and uplifting, and just kind of like that voice of like calm when things are going awry. We have a younger team, and so I try to just keep my composure, lead by example a lot, and just kind of try to level out everybody's emotions, just keep everybody calm.
It's been a good job so far. Yeah. Now, what other athletic endeavors do you like?
Last year, I actually played men's volleyball for the first time. It's now a sanctioned sport by OSA, so I played men's volleyball, and then recreationally, I play a little bit of golf.
You know. A little bit. You have a handicap?
No, gosh, it would be too high to mention.
All right. Well, we won't mention mine either. As a matter of fact, now tell me about school. What are you studying?
I'm studying just about everything right now. I've got government, physics, statistics, Spanish. I'm just about all of it.
You have a full schedule right now for your senior year, right?
Just about. Yeah, I have five or six classes a day. Yeah.
All right. Is all that planning for one thing? What are you looking for?
Not necessarily. I'm really still trying to decide. I took a lot of advanced placement courses, and I stuck with my foreign languages. This is my fourth year in Spanish class, and my goal was to get into the best college that I can. So I've applied to dozens of colleges. I'm still waiting to hear back from quite a few of them, but I'm looking into maybe going into law school at some point in my future. That would be the only direction I would say I have at the moment.
Why law school?
Why law school? I mean, the amount of attorneys and judges in my family, it's my entire bloodline.
All right, it's in your genes then. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was predetermined, wasn't it?
A little bit, and I've always liked, my parents don't enjoy this much, but arguing and...
It's debating, not
debating,
arguing.
Yeah, that's right, debating, yeah. I don't know, I find it enjoyable to prove a point and to argue a case, and I think I'd be well suited for it.
All right. Is there anybody back in your background who has really spurred you on or inspired you, or whether it's a coach or a parent, anybody you'd like to thank for getting into this point?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my father, of course. He was a high school coach when I was in elementary school, and so I was always tagging along to his practices and hearing his teachings constantly. And then he coached myself as well and my AAU teams as a kid. And I don't think I'd be where I am without without his coaching.
Future lawyer, and I know you've applied to lots of colleges. Is there one favorite? Wave your magic wand. Which one do you really want to go to?
Wave my magic wand. Wow. I think that would have to be University of Notre Dame. I've been a all my friends know this. I've been a huge Notre Dame fan since I was a kid, and I enjoy watching their sports, and it's a great school. I have family who've been there, and I think graduating with a JD from Notre Dame would be perfect.
All right. Well, good luck with that. You've been listening to Grady McKittrick, an athlete for the Grants Pass High Cavemen, here on KAJO, courtesy of our good friends at the Rogue Credit Union.